Well, they've got a big game coming up against the United States of America. You'd like to think they'll put them through the ringer, and then you're off to the World Cup proper. They leave on Saturday. There's a massive gathering for them in Martin Place at 2 p.m. today. So we urge everyone to get out there and support the Wallabies on the way to the World Cup. Michael Hooper joins us. G'day, Michael.
Good morning, lads. How are you going?
Yeah, good. How's the preparation been? We've seen some fisticuffs and bloodletting at training, which is always good.
Mate, it's been a really intense couple of days, but really good. That mixed with a lot of stuff to do before we head overseas. It's been a lot of fun and great seeing a good bit of buzz around the Wallabies at the moment.
Yeah, individually though, mate, how are you feeling about the World Cup?
Oh, mate, I can't wait. I've never been so keen to get on the plane and go overseas. I love Sydney, but mate, I really want to get on this trip and go and do a job. And you know, I think that's across the board for all the players and staff.
Mate, it looked spectacular when you guys played together. I'm talking about you starting the match along with David Pocock. A couple of ones there. Do you expect that to happen throughout the World Cup? And how does it change the role that you play?
To be honest, I really don't know how the team's going to set up going into all the games. You know, it did have a good outcome. I think me and Poe playing together, and I really enjoyed my time there with him, especially starting. Going forward, who knows what the team's going to be. I don't even think Czech knows. I think it is really intense at the moment. Everyone's, you know, jostling for position, which is great and what you want within the squad.
Yeah, I think we saw in that final Bledisloe over there in New Zealand that Czech's willing to make changes, and maybe he made too many changes for that fixture. Does that, as a player, unsettle you, though, not knowing who you're going to be playing with each game?
It doesn't unsettle you. It just makes you, you know, want to be in that position even more. So it's making, you know, competition for spots really high, which is good because it puts the performance up. But at the same time, you know, you've got to be on your toes and be able to willing to work at last minute's notice to get your combinations right. So, you know, there's been a few changes and stuff going into where we are now. And that's a good thing. You've picked up things with players you may have not played with before, and you know it's all positive going into what could be a tough competition.
No doubt about that, Michael. The pool of death. Every comp that we seem to go into, whatever code we're in, we always seem to be in the pool of death. How tough will it be, our pool?
Yeah, it seems to be the Australian way. The underdog straight from word go, but. Look, I think you know we're loving that. We've come to the conclusion, and you know it's the same with everyone. If you want to win, you've got to beat everyone. Every team we've got in the pool, you know, are going to be tough. You know, just with balancing. Even Uruguay, we've got a 4-day turnaround, which is from our first game against Fiji, which will be a blockbuster. So, mate, there's no easy games for us. We're prepared for what will be a tough 7 to 8 weeks, and really excited about that. And getting the job done there.
And Hoops, from a playing point of view, we asked Michael Checker that this the other day, or TK did, that you're playing against all those Northern Hemisphere teams that play a different style than the Southern Hemisphere teams. Do you expect to have to grind it out a bit more against those and play a bit differently?
No doubt. You know, there's definitely a different style then. We're prepared for that. I think throughout the Rugby Championship, we showed that we're, you know, our set piece is on the improve. We've got a better strategic kicking game, maybe from last year on our European tour. So, our game's developing. It's developed in the last week, and we've got a couple more weeks now before we roll into the first game against Fiji to keep improving that. You know, the thing is we're going to have to do is do this European style and come up against this European style under a lot of pressure. But, you know, like I said, it's all a challenge all ahead of us and something that we are improving at and hopefully leaving the World Cup as the best team there.
It's going to be good. Fiji, are they the wild cards in your pool, eh? You've got England, Wales, Fiji, Uruguay.
I don't think they're a wild card, mate. They're a very solid team. Right. They're right up there with the rest of us. First game of the trip, so it's not going to be, you know, a walk in the park for them or for us. So, you know, we'll be treating that as, you know, like we're playing a World Cup semi or final.
And, Mike, what final one, why will you win?
Yes.
I've got you as winners. Why will you win?
I think we've got a very complete game, you know, developing. We've got a set piece that's building really well. I'm not saying it's there yet, but a set piece that's building really well. And, you know, our strike, our backs are the best in the world. So, you know, we put that together with, you know, a solid game plan of looking at our coaches. Coaching staff are amazing. It's We get it done right during the week of our preparation. I can't see how it wouldn't work on the weekend.
Okay, 22 days, 21 hours and 16 minutes to the start of the World Cup, Michael.
Yeah, let's get us there.
Yeah, good. And we urge everyone, mate, you'll be out there at, we saw you earlier on the Qantas flight.
In the sky beds.
With a promotion. Then you've got 2 o'clock today in Martin Place.
Yeah, it'll be great. It'll be great to, you know, see the fans come down and a last chance to see them before we head overseas. And, you know, the support from back home will be really needed and be much appreciated over there. It's great when you get you know, all Aussies getting behind us, and we're starting to get a little bit of that now, but we encourage everyone to get on board. It's going to be a great 8 weeks or great 22 days rolling into the World Cup.
Yeah, well, we'll all be watching back here, and there's plenty of tourists over there for you to enjoy as well. You'll have a great tournament, no doubt. Play well.
Thanks a lot.
Well done. Michael Hooper.